Glory to God. So, I'm going to talk to us about being tough for Christ. Glory to God. Being tough for the kingdom. Glory to God. For Christ and his kingdom. For the kingdom. Glory to God. Being tough. Tough, 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 tough. Praise God. Last time I talked to us and I shared some bits in toughness. That is why we concluded our MBTC on Sunday. And I told you we had to be tough. Glory to God. That you had to be tough. Praise God. To be tough. And I told you that toughness is developed. Glory to God. Is developed. So now today we're going to talk about tough, being tough for God, being tough for Jesus, being tough for the kingdom. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. While Paul writes to his son Timothy, he admonishes him in a certain way. Now, when we look at from verse 1 there, he says something. He says, this is what he says from the KJV, verse 1. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong. He tells him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong. Be strong. Are we together? Not just be strong by gym. Don't be strong by what? No, he says, be strong in the grace. Are we together? He's telling him, direct your strength in a certain area. He says, be strong in the grace of, in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, remember what grace is. He says, be strong in the working of God, this working that is seen and is in Christ Jesus. He says, be strong about the things God speaks about you. Be strong about what God has done concerning you. Be strong in that grace, in the mighty working of God's grace in your life. Be strong. Hallelujah. He urges him to be strong. You know, sometimes we are strong, but strong in the wrong things. Are we together? And you're like, man, me, I'm naturally tough. Naturally tough doesn't work. It's what are you tough about? What are you tough about? Well, because if you are tough and you find a tougher opponent, you can be intimidated. But if you're tough in Christ, my dear, there's nobody bigger than that. Are you with me? If you are strong, strong in the grace that is in the greater one in you, you're strong in that which God has spoken concerning you. I tell you, the world is too small. I'm going to share with us from here. Glory to God. He says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, I want you to see this admonition. This is Paul writing to Timothy, and he's telling him, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Are we together? Be strong. And then, after being strong in that grace, he says, now do something with what I have given you. Are we together? Do something about the things you have heard. What do you do? A strong man automatically is going to do this. This is something he tells him. He says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit. It takes a strong man to do these things. Glory to God. The same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Glory to God. Make disciples. That's what he's telling him. Make disciples. And then verse 3 tells him again, he tells him something. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. He says, endure hardness. He says, there's hardness. He says, endure hardness as a good soldier. Interesting. Now, if you followed well, his kind of communication is interesting. He tells him, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And then he tells him what to do. After, when you are strong in Christ, commit these things. He says, and commit. Are we together? So, strong. Commit these things to faithful men who will do this and this and this. And then he tells him, after doing that, he says, now endure hardness. Why? Because what you are doing to commit to faithful men, that is going to attract a certain kind of opposition. It's going to attract a certain kind of fight that you will have to stand strong as a good soldier. And then he says, endure. Hardness. Are we together? Hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. For no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this world, that he may please him that chose him to be a soldier. All together, look at his flow. He says, endure hardness as a good soldier, for no man entangles. So, you know, he says, no man that wars entangles himself. What is he talking about now? There are things that will come to you simply because of what you do. There are things that you will attract simply because of what you have chosen. Are we together? So he tells him, be wise, endure. For this reason, he says, no man that entangles in war. No man that wars entangles himself with affairs of this life, with civilian affairs. Are we together? That he may please. Do you note the flaw? Enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And he says, no man that wars entangles himself with civilian affairs. Well, because that's one of the places the enemy will try to get you from. If you have come to play by the instruction of the Spirit and you're like, I'm not going to entangle with civilian affairs, you will find that you have won already by just a choice most of the battle that is involved in the work that you are doing. When the things of this world become too little for you. Are we together? Too little for you that they will not get your attention. Praise the Lord Jesus. Powerful, powerful. Let me give you the definition of tough. Praise the Lord. The definition of tough. This is what tough. A dictionary definition of tough. Tough means of a substance or object. That is, this is tough, strong enough to withstand adverse conditions or rough handling. You're strong enough to withstand adverse conditions or rough handling. It still means able to endure hardship or pain. So when Paul was telling Timothy to endure hardness, are we together? Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He was simply telling him, be tough as a soldier. He says, be tough. Why? Because a tough man endure hardness. Are we together? That's what tough means. It's endure opposition. Endure. You are strong enough to withstand the adverse conditions. Are you with me? That no matter the war, no matter the voices, no matter the fight, you're strong enough to stand your ground and be the last man standing. That's what it is, my dear. I told you Christianity is not for the weak-minded. It's not for the weak-minded. We're involved in a battle that is really fierce. Are we together? The Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood. What are we wrestling with? It is principalities and powers in heavenly places. Are we together? We are standing up against forces. So our work alone attracts forces. We deal with men, but men have submitted themselves to rulers and authorities. Are we together in dark places? But guess what? We are tough. No matter what comes, we are ready to face it. Now look, we're still talking of endurance. Tough. The other definition still in this course is not easily broken, weakened, or defeated. Maradiso fakitaya. That is tough. Not easily broken. Not easily broken, weakened, or defeated. That is tough. A tough man is not easily broken, not easily weakened, not easily defeated. That is a tough man. I'm tough. Not easily broken. Do you understand? Not easily weakened or defeated. Glory to God. Tough. Now, there is another definition. Now, when we come, we have toughness. Glory to God. Toughness. Amen. Toughness. Now, toughness is the quality of being strong and not easily broken or damaged. It's a quality. So being tough develops a toughness. That guess what? You have developed a kind of quality of life where you are not weak. You can't be easily broken or damaged. Glory to God. You're strong. It still means the quality of being not easily defeated or weakened, made weak. It's the quality of being determined or severe. A quality of being determined or severe. Now, as a child of God, let me tell you something. What it takes to subdue the world, what it takes to win the world for Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, is called toughness. What do I mean? It is you must make up your mind that there is no other way for you. Do you understand? That the things that God has spoken are true, and you are willing to face anything, anybody, any system, and you will stand on this word and do this word. This is what God speaks. You know, let me tell you, when we make up our mind and choose that we will stand on the word of God, it's only then that we begin to see and experience the power of the word. But while the enemy comes in and shouts and says, oh, and then you shake up like this, what happens with you? You find you come to a place where you're disabled already. Why? Because fear doesn't work with toughness. It doesn't work with toughness. Well, because fear is considering the negative aspect. It is already anticipating failure. That is fear. Faith, in the same way, gets the future into the present. Fear gets the negative future into the present and brings you the defeat. Are you with me? We can't. This is the reason why when God was speaking to Joshua, he told him, be strong and of good courage. Let's read the scripture. Deuteronomy. Now, this is God now talking to the children of Israel. He's talking through the Moses. Look, he's speaking to them, speaking to the leadership. He says in Deuteronomy 31, we'll begin from verse 5, 6, and then 8. Deuteronomy 31, verse 5 to 6, and verse 8. He says, and the Lord shall give them up to. Now, the children of Israel are now facing an army. And listen to me, children of God. I want you to understand that this salvation we have received, the commission we have received, sends us to the fiercest, sends us to the toughest places. It sends us and puts us in harm's way. This is not God himself puts you. You should understand. Let me tell you something. You should understand. I remember years ago, the man of God said something. He said, problems gravitate towards their solution. Problems gravitate towards their solution. And he said something. He said that, you see, a problem is usually tailor-made. God saw that of all people, you are the one with all that it takes to handle this kind. That's why it came to you. That's how you should look at opposition. That's how you should look at attacks. You are being built up to handle matters like that. Are we together? So when you come to a place where you want to do certain things and it seems like there are contrary voices, understand there's nobody best suited for this kind of condition. And what do I mean? What does it mean? His God saw that this will come. That's why he has been teaching you. So what do you do in matters like this? You're like, is this your best, poor devil? Is this your best? Now look at what God speaks. They are yet to face an enemy. They are yet to face this. And God says to them, and he says, and the Lord shall give them up before your face. Now God is telling you, that the enemies you see, the contrary voices you see, the systems that seem to be shouting, that seem to tell you, you can't do what I've told you to do. This is what God is saying. He says, and the Lord shall give them before your face. This is what will happen. All these things are delivered, shall be delivered before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. He says, the things I've told you, he says, I've delivered them to you. Now he was telling them, I will deliver. But now he's telling to us, he says, I've delivered them to you. So what do you do? Eat them up. Look at the next verse. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. That's a command. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Be tough. Be tough. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go before with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Do you understand? He says, fear not. Why? Because you are stronger. You are bigger. For the Lord is God who goes with you. By then he went with them. Now he doesn't just go with us. He goes in us. Glory to God. He says, the Lord is he that goes with you. Praise God. And this God will not fail you. He will not forsake you. And then he continues and says, and the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. And the Lord, he it is that goes, that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Are you with me? He says, fear not, be not afraid of them. Don't be shaken. When God speaks to you concerning certain things, that's command. When the master has commanded, every other thing has to bow. Glory to God. Every other thing has to bow. Now, this is what you need to do. You have to be tough about the things of the Spirit, the things that God has spoken concerning you, the instructions of the Spirit. I remember I was listening to a message. I will share it with you in the group. I was listening to a message by the man of God, Victim or Victor. Beautiful message, Victim or Victor. And then as he was concluding, he said something. I liked it. He said something. He said, you need to be tough. Tough. He says, we say that it's time to give. And then someone says, you see, I would like to give, but I don't have. He says, you lied. He said, you lied. He says, what of those? Aren't you putting on a jacket? Aren't you putting on shoes? Are you with me? He says, aren't you putting on shoes? Don't you have bangles? Are you with me? Aren't you? What is that you have? He says, what do you do? He says, you need to be tough. Are you with me? And being tough is you like, there is nothing big, too expensive not to give. You can't tell me that God has told me to do this. I still sleep on the bed. I still put on good suits. I still do. These things are carry value. Convert it and give. Let me tell you something. For us to see the things that God has spoken to us concerning the prolific church, we must be willing to function thereof. Are we together? We must be willing to stand and face any opposition and silence it. What does it mean? When you hear the voice that says you can't, that's the time you need to act. When you hear the voice that says you can't, that's the time you have to act. It's the time you need to stand and prove that you are sent. Not to listen and begin to back down. Why you say, you see, I was stepping out, but the project is taking it. Needs, some more money. It needs this and this and this. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Don't you know that the one that sent you is with you and is in you? Why is he with you? He says to fulfill his command. What he said, he is what he said. Are we together? But in order for you to see such things, you must be tough. What does it mean? You are ready to stand up for the things you believe. You are ready. You are strong enough to withstand adverse conditions. Strong enough to withstand adverse conditions. Are you with me? Glory to God. The things that are, you know, when God talks to us, like now we talk of our fast food. We talk of commands like that. What happens? It is when God speaks to us in such manner, the enemy will begin to try to do. This is the reason why one of the things that you as a minister, you need to put before you are the principles of the Spirit. Are we together? When you put the principles of the Spirit and say, I don't bow to this, I don't break with this, the principles activate certain things with you. Are we together? Activate certain things with you. Are you with me? Well, because the principle, it is applying a superior law. Are you with me? Applying a superior law. When you need money, the first thing to do is the principle. Are we together? One of the things I've done, and I do, it is, first, when I sense, and this, I've used it, I've worked like this for many years. It is one of the ways I know that I need to give. It is when I find that I've begun to recognize need. When I begin to recognize need, I know that I've taken long without giving. The first thing I'm going to do is to give. I've learned to give. Now, many times, right there, I might have given certain things, but some of the things, one of the weapons I surely use, I tell you, I surely use is tithe. One of the weapons I use is tithe. What do I do? It is, I usually get. I don't just give tithe. Listen, I don't just give tithe based on how much money I receive. No, I project what I want to receive. I project what I want to receive. And when I've given that, I don't entangle myself with civilian affairs. Maracu sobateka bazofredia. Did you hear me? When I do that, I don't entangle myself. It's the civilian that are going to begin to count how much has returned. No, my dear. A soldier follows the instruction. That's it. It is you just do the instruction. The other things are not your concern. That's a soldier. They don't need, you are not entangling with civilian affairs. It's the civilian that says, I did this, but I'm not seeing this. What? You're not seeing what? You were commanded to do something and they told you do this and this is what it means. And now you are trying to see, is it working? Is it not working? Is it what? Civilian affairs. When a soldier is told run, he runs. He doesn't first ask for why. Why? Are you with me? His desire is to please the one who commands, the one who has enlisted him. So when he's told do, he does. If he gets the opportunity of being explained to what his action meant, that is a privilege. And he takes it as a privilege. He's not entitled to it. He's entitled to one thing, doing instruction. Praise the Lord. So he says, endure hardness. He says, be tough as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be tough as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Why is he telling you that? It's because you are going to face opposition. Which kind of opposition? Most of the opposition will not come as things from outside. They will come as thoughts in your head that you will need to stand up against. Stand up against. Praise the Lord Jesus. So there are certain things that you do ahead of time. Ahead of time. Are we together? Ahead of time. Now you see, I've told you this time around we're being given and this fast food for a year. It is a year of the prolific church. What you set before you is what is fast. That's what God has spoken. It is the fasts. You put it before you. It's no failing for us. You need to understand it. There's no failing for us. So now, if what is mine is sanctified, then every other thing I can handle. Praise the Lord Jesus. I can handle every other thing, every opposition, every contrary voice, every whatever I'm going to say to myself. I can do all things. Now look at Paul. Paul speaks to the Corinthian. Oh, precious Lord, time is fast spent. Okay, come on, let me conclude. Paul speaks to the church, Philippians, and tells them, my God shall supply every one of your need. He didn't say every one of our need. Are you with me? No. He says, will supply every one of your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When it came to him, what did he speak of himself? He says, I have learned in all circumstances to be independent of circumstance. That's him. He says, I've learned to be independent of circumstance. He didn't talk for them. He knew what he was talking about. He says, I know me. I've come to a place where you can put me in poverty and I will prosper from there. Are you with me? I've come to a place where I don't define myself by activities that are happening around me. Are we together? He says, I've come to a place where I am not subjected to the contrary winds. I'm big. I'm above the contrary. Glory to God. He says, I've come to that place where nothing intimidates me. I'm independent of what is happening around. I've come to a place where no voice, where nothing, money does not talk. I'm independent of, if I can, he says, I've learned to be a base and to suffer hunger. He says, if you found me hungry, it's by choice. Did you hear me? He says, if you found me not eating, it's by choice. If you found me satisfied, it's by choice. I'm not a victim of circumstance. I'm not a victim of circumstance. I've chosen what happens. The activities around me are chosen by me. Are you with me? Chosen by me. This is the same Paul who writes to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. He says, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. And he goes on and says, whether Paul, whether Apollos, whether Cephas, he says, the world, the things present, things to come, life, death, all are yours. Since the things present are controlled by me, I dictate what happens. Now listen to me, child of God. Let me conclude now. Listen to me. You need to put yourself in charge because that's where God has put you. You need to understand that whatever is happening with you, to you, around you is a choice. If you don't like what is happening to you or around you, you have the power to change it. Where is that power? The power is in you. It is activated by decision. Are you with me? Activated by decision. Maintained by choice. Glory to God. Did you hear me? So you continue to walk in it by choice. That means after making the decision, you have to choose to stay. But because you can activate the power and the power begins working and you choose a different path again. So you maintain the flow by choice. So what do you do now? It is when you're in a circumstance or there's a situation around you, you want to move from one level of glory to another. The first thing you're going to do, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to decide and say, from this day, the story changes. And what happens? The situations around you might still talk. Now from today, you begin to choose. You say, this is who I am. You separate yourself from what is happening. You separate yourself from what is happening. What do I mean? It is from what is happening. The thing is, everything that is happening around now ceases to make sense to you. It doesn't mean anything. If it doesn't mean anything, then that means you are in charge. Whatever is happening, it's by choice. Now, if I say that from today, this thing doesn't have power over me, does it mean that the thing disappears? No, it means it doesn't matter. Its presence means nothing to me anymore. Do you understand? It means from today, the power that makes it stand has been removed. So if you see it, you are seeing shadows. Do you understand? You're seeing shadows. It's a mirage. It has no foundation. So if it has no foundation, it's like finding a tree whose roots have been removed. And it still looks healthy. If you don't know the roots were cut, you will be moved by what you see. But when the roots are removed, you handle different other matters. Are you with me? Why? Because that is dead already. That's the reason why when Jesus cast the tree, he didn't look at it again. It's the disciples that looked at it. His attention had moved to other things. When they moved in the morning, he was going somewhere, not to check on the tree. As far as he was concerned, when he says, no man shall eat of you, it was dead. Next day, he was moving forward. He wasn't looking around. It's the disciples that had him talk, that came in to look. Oh, Peter says, Master, man, the tree you cast died. Jesus did say, oh, really? Really? He says, Peter. If you have faith as small as a master, so it's like this, no big deal. He says you can even speak to a mountain. He didn't say you can speak to a smaller tree. He's dealing with his disciple. He says, if you have faith, he didn't say, oh, you have this much big faith. No, he says, if you have faith as small. So, in other words, whatever you are dealing with, they're not talking. That is not, come on. But he's not telling him, not to discourage him. He's a young man. Are we together? So you have, when you're dealing with young men, sometimes you have to start from where they are. You don't say, that's not the right way of seeing. Sometimes you don't speak like that. You just say, oh, wow. You go with the excitement and then teach them better. You're like, oh, wow. Amen. Yeah, I just got this revelation. And you're like, oh, you listen. And the revelation they have gotten is not even a revelation yet. Are you with me? But to encourage them, you say, oh, beautiful. Amen. That's good. That's good. Yeah, just continue fellowshipping. So you give them the tips to getting to a better place. So Jesus looks at Peter and says, yeah, Peter, now, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain, be you removed and be you cast into the sea. If you don't doubt in your heart, you shall have what you say. So he's simply telling him, this is how I did it, but this was, now if a mustard seed, smallest seed, can move a mountain, then what did I use here? This is a tree, a small tree. If you, Peter, can have a small, so he's telling him, this is not a matter of discussion. This is not, come on. This is like getting a bun and taking a bite. It's not even eating the whole bread or piece. No, it's just taking a little bite. It's not something worth the discussion. But to Peter, that was big. That was big. My God, this is very big. Amen. Be tough. Be tough. Don't condition yourself. Don't let things around you tell you what to do. You are the man in charge. Don't let them, no matter the loudness of the voice. You tell the situations around you and tell them, I'm going to do this and this and this this way. And you say, let's see. The situation, they say, how will you do it? He says, just watch and see and move forward. There's nothing that shall be impossible to you. And we'll stop here.